Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome to West Hills Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, affectionately known as WOOF, here in sunny Portland, Oregon. Let me welcome you if you're in person or online, in good health or not feeling well, in your winter years or freshly newborn, masculine or feminine, traditional or unconventional, of the earth or of the stars, and all the infinite ways you can be in between or something else entirely. My name is Liz. I'm the Director of Religious Education and Family Ministries here at WOOF. If you came early today, you might have had time before the service to see our grounds, and you might notice that they look a little different. You might notice people all wearing the same shirts. That's because this weekend was WOOF Family Camp, and it was our first camp back since the pandemic. This has been a pretty fun and important time for families to come together in community and to have fun, for parents and young children to feel supported by all of you, and to find our place here in our community and on our beloved grounds. So as you stand now to turn and greet your neighbors, don't be put off if they have dirt on their nose or they haven't showered yet today, because we've been out in nature getting dirty on purpose. And take some time to say hello to each other, especially if there's someone new that you haven't met before. All right, we're going to light our chalice now. At family camp this weekend, we had Reverend Tracy and I taught a class to some of the children to help teach them how to light our chalice when we're in service. So we're going to get back to having kids light our chalice for us. So this morning, Avery and Ursa are going to come up, and they're going to light our chalice for us. And we're going to say a blessing that we sometimes say in RE. We'll say it, and if anybody knows it, you can say it together. And if you want, we can do it a second time. We'll say it a second time so we can, it's pretty easy, but we'll all get it. Go ahead, Gus, you can go up and light the chalice. And we're going to say, we're happy to be here, we're happy to be here together. Hey, guys, I was really on top of it for this service. Last week. Great job, guys. And now, if all the kids want to come up to the front, I think we all know called This Little Light of Mine.
Let it shine.
I love that song because we can think of our children as our light that we put out into the world. Our kids here at WOOF are so important to us, and that's been a big part of my work here, is to bring them closer to you all and community so that you can get to know them and help us raise them up to be good UUs in the world. So as we blow out our candles, we can all just hold that light in our hearts as we're going forward. And yes, I'm trying not to. Thanks, Maureen. No, yeah. All right. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, kids, for your help. Good fire safety. Now we're going to do our first reading for the day, and we're going to do it a little bit differently. Who here knows what a Mad Lib is? Oh, great. So you probably know what things like a noun and an adjective and parts of speech are. So that's going to be our first reading today. So I'll just ask for words, and you can shout them out. And the first one I hear, that's what I'm going to write down. So let's try not to say any. You know, I was trying to give an example earlier of what not to say. Anything like that, okay? Thanks, guys. Who can think of an adjective?
Beautiful.
Okay, beautiful. You can just shout it out, the first thing that comes to your mind. A career.
Beekeeper.
Wow. In emotion. In animal. A hobby somebody might have.
Paper mache.
A noun. A location. I knew you guys were going to say that. An adjective. A noun. A state of mind. Wow. Paisley's really good at this. A political term. How to spell some of those. So. Location. You guys are laughing already. A place people gather. A verb. A noun. Knocked over a drum. An adjective.
Knocking over a drum.
Wet.
Biting their fingers. Knocking over a drum.
And the very last one is a noun. Person, place, or thing.
Watermelon.
Noreen really wants watermelons.
Watermelon.
Okay. And now I will read to you our seven principles. The seven principles of Unitarian Universalism. The first principle, the beautiful worth and dignity of every beekeeper. Second principle, justice, equity, and the skittishness in parrot relations. The third principle, acceptance of sowing and encouragement of unicorns to grow in woof. The fourth principle, a silly and responsible search for truth and cats. That might be true. The fifth principle, the right of the unconscious and the use of voting, of the voting process within our congregations and Disneyland at large. The sixth principle, the goal of the world in airplanes with peace, dance, and justice for parties. And our seventh principle, respect for inner wetness and knocked over drums of all existence of which jet ski watermelons are a part. Thank you, everyone. I really try to live by those values. Let's say together our affirmation. Do we have a slide for that? Let us open our eyes to see what is beautiful and what is wondrous. Let us open our minds to learn what is true and what is mysterious. Let us open our hearts to love one another and our neighbors. And as you are willing and able, we will stand and sing Spirit of Life. Thank you, everybody. And now, if all the kids want to come to the front, Leslie and Kara are going to do a story for us for the Time for All Ages. Hello. So I'm sure this is a lovely book. But, as is the nature of family camp, creativity abounded yesterday, and we have a news story. What do you think? Should we go for the news story? Can we be flexible and go for a different story? Perry says yes. Perry is so excited. Okay, so you may have noticed that we've transported ourselves to the coast. Did you notice? Can you hear the waves? Can you smell the sea air? Can you see the starfish all over the beach? So we are going to open our eyes to see what is beautiful and wondrous, which is the coast, the ocean, the life in the ocean. And I learned something new about starfish just this morning. So pretend that your hand is a starfish, because how many legs does a starfish have?
Five.
How many fingers are on your hand?
Five.
So I think this could work pretty well. Okay, so mostly we see starfish like this, right? We imagine them flat. So hold your hand like this, nice and flat, like the starfish. Well, apparently, and then when they're moving like this, it's pretty slow, right? But apparently, sometimes they do this. They kind of make themselves into like a little ball, parachute-y kind of ball, and a certain current can move them really fast because they're floating along super, super fast. Pretty amazing, yes? So we're opening our minds to learn what is true and what is mysterious. But sometimes when this happens, they're moving so fast and the current is so big, they end up whoosh up on the beach, which is not where they thrive and live. They need to be in the water to thrive and live. So this happened one day, and there was a man who liked to come and write at the beach every day. And he was writing, and he looked up to think, because when you're writing, sometimes you have to stop and find the ideas. And he noticed a young kid pretty far down the beach
Like bending over, throwing something into the ocean. And he kind of thought, well, what is going on down there? And he tried to go back to writing, and he saw movement, and he saw the kid bend down, throw something in the ocean. So he realized, I am not going to get any writing done until I discover what is happening. So he got up off of his rock where he liked to write, and he walked down the beach until he found the kid. And he said, what are you doing? And along the way, he happened to notice, because it's hard to miss how many starfish there are all over the beach. And the child said, I'm these starfish, they need to be in the sea to survive, and so I'm throwing them back into the sea. And the writer said, but there must be hundreds, maybe thousands of starfish on this beach. There's no way that you can save all of them. Why are you even trying to make a difference when the task is so huge? And the kid leaned down, picked up one more starfish, and threw it into the ocean, and said, I made a difference to that one. So the last thing that we do is we open our hearts to love one another and our neighbors. So loving even one starfish, even one person, makes a difference. So I want to invite all the kids to come up here and pick up 2, 3, maybe 4 starfish and then throw them into the sea that is this congregation of gathered people for anyone to take home and to remember that we open our eyes to see what is beautiful, we open our minds to learn what is true, and we open our hearts to love one another. You go. These starfish are very soft and safe, so you can actually throw them. You can go way to the back. What if the people in the back don't get any? Here, I'll demonstrate. Everybody come with me.
Great job, everybody. Even for the smallest thing, we can be grateful. Now's the time to think about how much our church gives to us and what we have to give back, whether that is time, money, love, or your own unique gifts. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Paisley.
You may notice on your order of service it says something called roses and thorns. In RE, this is what we call joys and sorrows. We call them our roses and our thorns. So now is our time for roses and thorns. If you want to stand up and come to the front and drop a stone into our bowl of water, we will hold you in our hearts. Thank you, everybody. Now is going to be a time when I ask all the kids who are here to come up and join me on stage. Hey, everybody. Look at all these kids with their matching t-shirts. Hi. So I'm gonna come down with the microphone. I'll ask you, you can just say your name and how old you are, okay? My name's Liz. I'm 38.
My name's Avery, and I'm 6.
My name is Ariel, and I'm 4.
She's 3.
My name is Earth, and I'm 5.
My name is Irene, and I'm 1, and I'm like 4.
That wasn't actually Irene speaking.
My name is June, and I'm 8.
My name is Lucy, and I am 6.
My name is Paisley, and I'm 8.
Nice. Cool. Yeah. Hi, guys. Yeah. How are you all doing today? Good? Did any of you stay the night here at Woof last night? Who stayed the night? Oh, wow. Did you have fun? Did you sleep? Who slept in a tent? Who slept outside? Ooh, Julian slept outside. Where did you sleep, Julian?
I sleep in a, like, back, a valley back.
The very, very back part of what, like, way back there? Nice. Where did you sleep, Avery and Lucy? Did you sleep inside or outside?
Inside.
Where did you sleep at?
In the acorn.
In the acorn room. Yeah. Do you remember what room you slept in?
The treehouse.
The treehouse room. It's not a real treehouse. And where did you sleep last night?
In a bed.
Yeah, at your house. That's great. And I see some of you have T-shirts. Did you guys do family camp yesterday?
Yeah.
Was it super fun or like kind of boring? Okay. What part did you like about family camp?
Everything.
Oh, wow. Oh, thank you. Fruit snacks. Avery liked the fruit snacks. What part did you like about family camp?
I like to hold the microphone.
Yeah, that's cool. What part did you like, Julian?
Making marshmallows.
Yeah, that was super fun last night. And did some of you some of you learned how to light the chalice with Reverend Tracy yesterday? Can you remember one thing you learned about the chalice yesterday that we talked about? What's one thing you learned?
It means something to you, usually.
That's right. Yeah, it means something to us when we light it.
We were practicing lighting the chalice.
Yeah, you practiced lighting it. Do you remember when we learned to light the chalice yesterday?
Yeah.
That's great. That's so great. And did any of you go on the plant walk with Jean yesterday and walk around and learn about the plants?
Me.
You did? Do you remember a plant? Can you tell me about a plant you learned about that's here at Wolf?
Sword ferns. Half of an acorn shell, sap, and a bunch of other.
Wow. Did you pull any plants up? What was it?
A choker. And it makes
flowers not grow. It was ivy.
Ivy, yeah. Invasive ivy. We have some that we pulled it up. And did any of you play D&D yesterday? Dungeons and Dragons? Was that super fun?
Yeah.
Did you? What did you do in Dungeons and Dragons? You like saved some people. And you won. Okay. Wow, it was a close call, you guys. And did you like the campfire and the songs that we sang?
I want to hear my name with the microphone.
You want to say your name again? Okay. Say your name.
My name is Cereal.
Her name rhymes with cereal. Lyriel rhymes with cereal. What? In general, what do you guys like about coming to church?
I honestly like the other kids here.
What do you like about church?
I like sitting with my mom when there's people on stage.
Oh, yeah, you like that part of the story.
What do you like? I like Ari.
You like Ari? Well, that's good for me. What do you like about... What do you like about coming to church? What do you like about church?
My name is Bud.
Okay, you don't get the microphone anymore. What do you like about church, Julian? All right, Julian's going to take a turn now. Okay.
just a second. Julian's gonna. What do you like about coming to church, Julian?
I don't know.
Okay, yeah. Who here knows what it is to be a Unitarian Universalist? What do you think that means?
I don't know.
Oh, great. Well, we're kind of learning that. What do you think it means?
You're kind to anyone.
That's right. That's our first principle, the inherent worth and dignity of everyone. Maybe in a minute. That's great. If somebody asked you what kind of church you went to, what do you think you would say?
I don't know.
Oh, what would you say?
My name is Poop.
You don't get the microphone name. What do you think you'd say if somebody said, oh, you go to church, what kind of church do you go to?
I don't know.
Okay. What kind of things do you see adults doing at church? What kind of jobs do you see people doing when you're at church?
Lighting the chalice sometimes.
Lighting the chalice? And now that's going to be a job that kids do. What kind of jobs do you see adults doing when you're at church?
I see them talking on the microphone on stage.
Yeah, people come up here and we talk on stage and we tell each other stories and stuff. What do you see adults doing when you're here at church?
Playing piano.
Oh, yeah, playing piano. We got Betsy playing piano today. That's right. What do you see people doing at church?
I see people teaching.
Yeah, we see teachers. What do you see adults do when you're at church? No. Okay. Okay, say what you see adults doing when you're at church.
Party.
No, okay. I knew you were going to say that. I fell for it anyway. Just in a minute. Do you think you'll do any of those jobs when you come to church? Play piano or do any teaching or what do you think? Maybe. Let me think about it. That's cool. And before you go back to your seats, because everybody's getting super silly, before you go back to your seats, let's think of one word. Okay, just a second. Let's think of one word you would say to describe church. What's one word you would use?
Safe.
Ooh, that's a good one. What's one word you'd use to describe church? Love. That's a good one. What do you think, Julian? What's one word you can think of to describe church?
I don't know.
That's three words.
Excited
and happy. That's two words. What's one word? Okay. Erica can't do it. Okay. All right. Our kids are so precious, aren't they? Why don't you guys go? You can go sit back down at your seat. You can say thank you. You can say thank you. Okay. Go sit back down at your seat. That wasn't stressful at all. Our kids are so precious, and I am really grateful for the time I have at WOF to get to know them and to help them find their community in this church and help our community be more family-focused. If you're interested in building relationships with our kids at WOF, there's going to be volunteer teacher sign-up sheet in the coffee room. You can talk to me if you're interested in volunteering one weekend a month in our classrooms to help the kids through their RE lessons. Our teacher shifts will start in October, and they'll run until June. If you like what you heard about family camp and you want to get more involved in that in next year's planning camp, please let me know. You can always meet with me on Sundays or email me at dre@woof.org. Next weekend, we'll have another opportunity to all get together. There's going to be a reception for the new art we have up in the sanctuary on September 9th from 1 to 3, and then a few hours later we'll have a potluck where everybody is welcome to come join us for that. And now for our last song, we have
we'll all join Raffi. If you know the words, feel free to sing along, and then we'll extinguish our chalice.
The more we get together, 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 the more we get together, the happier we'll be. Because your friends are my friends, my friends are your friends. The more we get together, the happier we'll be. I can hear you singing already. Oh, the more we get together, the more we get together, the happier we'll be. Because your friends are my friends, and my friends are your friends. The more we get together, the happier we'll be. I'm going to sing it again. And I'll see if I can get every single person in the whole place to sing. And maybe even the chairs will sing with us. The more we get together, the more we get together, the happier we'll be. Because your friends are my friends, and my friends are your friends. The more we get together, the happier we'll be.
I think it's true. Now, Avery, do you want to come snuff out the candle with the snuffer? We extinguish this chalice, but not the lights. Yep, but not the lights that glow within us. Those we carry out into the world and ignite new sparks and create peace and togetherness wherever we go. Please rise as you're willing and able, and we will sing "Carry the Flame." And you can join us downstairs in the coffee room or online for conversation afterwards.